professionals. It's time to supercharge your career at William Peace University's School of Professional Studies, the smart solution for working adults who want to earn a college degree. Our School for Professional Studies helps you balance work, family, and personal goals with affordable, flexible degree programs. Online, flexible, affordable. Attend classes when it fits your schedule. WPU offers various start dates, so why wait? Take control of your education. Your future is waiting. Explore our programs at williampeace.info/SPS. William Peace University, where your success takes center stage.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Man, we are having a good time. And by the way, Pringley made me change my opinion about, recruits, because yesterday, Carolina signed a five-star recruit, point guard. Elliot Cadeau, I think that's his name. He's committed to the Tar Heels.
He sounds very menacing. like Puff.
No. Actually, you know what's funny? It kind of looks like Puff a little bit, but
of course he does.
We got Simeon wheelchair coming in, and this kid and another kid. Walt Davis' nephew, I don't know, sister, grandson, Drake Powell. So we way behind the eight ball, but those guys are good guys. They'll be there for a minute, I think so.
Yeah.
So we're not in the level of Duke, because Duke is always top of the shelf and
who
the best
you got
of class.
Coming?
They got everybody coming. They got the number one class like over the next 3 years. So there you go. I ain't mad at that. I wish it was the Hills, but it's not. So there you go.
You got to work with what you got.
And where is Drake Powell from? I just want to
He's from Chatham County.
Chatham County. Okay. That's all.
Okay. You claiming the whole damn county? You claim the whole county?
I mean, that's what we do.
Wow. How many high schools in Chatham County?
It's just three, babe. We all know each other.
Three high schools in Chatham County? Wow.
Well, it's four now.
Okay.
Chatham County. We got C3 is four. And all of them went, two or three of them were in championships. Yeah.
That's right. Let's say we're to the NFL. It's interesting that, of course, they had the owners' meeting in Phoenix, where it was. And you can find a whole lot of stuff about what's going on with the organization down there.
Bruh.
Just roll up to the cigar bar and get your scotch. And you can find everything. Just sit there. You can learn everything.
Maybe
you want to
learn.
Maybe
that's where y'all should
have learned. Yeah, I know. We should be down there. Next year, we're going to be there.
I swear.
That sounds like y'all.
I said, we should
be there, man.
When I saw the owners' meeting, I said, is there any way we could do this at the same time we do the Final Four? Because that would be fun.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be nice.
That would be good.
They have in the same city. I could get both done.
Yeah.
At least just have them close. You know, have them right next to each
other. One in Scottsdale, one in Phoenix, or go back and forth for Glendale or whatever where we hang out at.
What?
Yeah.
Because you know, that's when the word on the street really means something.
Y'all bougie.
Why are we bougie?
I'm just listening. He's like, yeah, you know, where we hang out at Scottsdale.
And then we go to a
Fox.
Then we go to a Monte Cristo taste it or something?
Yeah, that was in
what was that?
It was in Phoenix. That's the one where we thought we were gonna take the helicopter, but we didn't.
That's right.
Did I just say y'all bougie?
We're gonna take a helicopter.
But anyway, the owners' meet is going on right now.
That was hilarious.
In Phoenix. And Arthur Blank, we all know who Arthur Blank is, right? Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons.
Owner of Home Depot?
Home Depot, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the question came about to him, you know, whether or not the Falcons would be in the Lamar Jackson, you know, sweepstakes in terms of trying to get him to come to Atlanta.
He said, we got our man. What are you talking about?
Well, actually, they did name their starting quarterback after this conversation.
Desmond Ridder? Is that his name?
From Cincinnati. You know, the one came in from Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he said, he pointed out the fact that he was interested in Deshaun Watson because Deshaun Watson is different than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
So what do you say when somebody says something and you be like, duh? You know what I mean? I like somebody saying, I see you and Halle Berry has been dating for a while, you know, why are you interested? Well, she's beautiful. Duh.
Yeah, like, yeah, no.
I mean, we're looking for something different than that.
Right.
But he was really referencing the fact that, though, Deshaun is a drop-back quarterback and, rather use his arms to make a lot of his plays as opposed to Lamar Jackson is more of a running quarterback and his legs, it's more of his – his advantages versus Deshaun. So different type of quarterback. And basically saying that Deshaun will last longer in the NFL because of his type of play versus Lamar Jackson, his type of play.
And hashtag Reese is right. He's agreeing with you because he's talking about how many games he's missed over the last several years, which I remember you kept.
Well, it wasn't the last several, the last 3 years.
Yeah. So several years. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's he's saying the same thing.
No. And that's what people are saying, Mac, Pam, and you're right. I mean, is that, does that though say that Lamar?
No, it's just his style. I mean, one thing I would say though is, I know he's not afraid of getting tackled, right?
Right.
But the goal in the NFL is try to avoid as many tackles as you can.
That's true.
Because, let's just be honest, right? And I think one of the things he probably has to realize, let's try not to get tackled, right? There's nothing wrong with going down,
right? Right.
Let's try not to get tackled. And people probably listening going, what the hell is Mike talking about? Well, I'm just telling you, the last time he was out, that took him out, right? The injury that he got.
Yeah.
Where he got tackled, and then he fell on his knee, and the way his knee was bent, which is what cracked his knee cap or whatever, dislocated or whatever happened, right? Which is odd. It never happens before. This injury's one in a million. All these different reasons. Well, that's why you try not to get tackled. If you're running, you see they're coming, you're not going to get any more yards, get down.
Right.
Slide.
I'm not criticizing the running. I'm not criticizing the scrambling. Get down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Tom Brady would run outside the pocket about 3 or 4, feet and get down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers was notorious. Running around. Yep, after he broke that collarbone that year. You know what Aaron Rodgers do?
Get down.
Run around. Get down.
Get down, young man. Get down.
That's the goal.
And learn how to fall. Learn how to get down. Right. So that you don't get hurt.
You know, being a hero for that extra yard will cost your team a Super Bowl, i.e. this year, is another prime example.
Well,
we don't know how far that team could have gone.
I was going to say, Super Bowl,
Brock Purdy gets hurt. all kind of narratives. There, look how it all played out. Now, I'm not sure they would have beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's my part.
I'm not sure they would have beat the Kansas City
Chiefs.
That's the unfortunate part.
Yes,
I'm not sure
okay.
they would have beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
We're not. Now we're back on script.
but you were in the conversation because anything can happen.
No, anything can happen. But
in the conversation.
But to your point, though, I think Arthur Blank, I think he's being honest, and it's kind of hard to challenge what he said. It really is. And that's why this is so complicated. This whole Lamar Jackson sign is just complicated because, who knows what's going to happen in the situation. Because somebody was saying,
one thing, he wants the hell out of there.
The NFL.
They love him.
On NFL Live. Do they really? Oh, they do. They love him. They love his charisma.
Yes.
They love
his way he walks in a room.
They love his dimple.
What's that song? Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Tony Braxton. Yeah.
Is that Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love. Yeah, if you love me, you should have made me.
No, exactly.
I asked you way back March 2nd.
Yeah, March 2nd. Well, he asked March 2nd to be traded. Then they put the franchise tag on himself. But the thing with him though, one of the NFL Live guys retired. I can't remember his name. Probably a good point. Even with Deshaun Watson, you're gonna see with a $250 million deal. Like in a couple of years, they're gonna hey Deshaun, let me holler at you. We gotta change this up a little bit.
If you're the Cleveland Browns, it's to their advantage, though, right? Because even if they have to say that in a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
But they already got him.
Right.
I have him now.
Right.
See what I'm saying? He'll be in the Aaron Rodgers, bucket as where he is right now.
That's exactly where he is.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like they're playing with house money, so to speak, because they know they know they are going to be able to restructure this on the back end.
Right.
And they know this.
And you would think that the Ravens knows that too. Or, I mean, what, you know.
Right.
My point, this is why I support like the Ravens for the winning side, because they know on the back end they can change that up or whatever, you know. But
and you start winning, he don't mind changing.
Right, right, exactly. Right.
See what I'm
right.
saying?
Nobody turn.
What have you done for me now? Right. What are you doing?
But it's one of these. How much do you believe in yourself, mm-hmm. and how much do you believe in Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, yeah.
And I honestly feel like this is more about the Ravens and what they think their ability is to be able to put winners around Lamar Jackson moving forward.
Because of the
less about what he could do.
Because mm-hmm. of the money they're gonna
have. Because of the money, who they can get, the personnel, where they're structured. Because it's like,
you may be right about that.
Like, what are you doing? Like, if you can lock Lamar Jackson, okay, great. It's guaranteed $250 million. So that means from now and to the next 8 years, the term length was, I have to guarantee I'm on the hook for this $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can get, now that we have him locked in, we can get these players to get us over this hump. So when we do face Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, we can win. 2 years
or
of that.
In the playoffs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 years of that, guess what? Now we're where we want to be. Now we can have that conversation. If you told me, pay him $250 million now, but guess what? In 3 years, you could possibly win a Super Bowl, or you can win, or you be in contention for a Super Bowl for the next 2.5 years, or the next 2 years. What's wrong with that?
No, you take that deal.
Yeah,
all day
that's
long.
A good deal.
But see, hold on, they're not.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? Well, something is wrong.
Yeah, and then that's
maybe it's, that's maybe apparently. it's his representative, Mr. Kenny.
I think it might be
Francis.
That. Yeah, I think it might be that.
Whatever his name is,
because he wasn't trying to move off that number.
Speaking of things being wrong, let's move down the street, be there by Parkway, to Washington D.C.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
Money.
Now this is a team that's got real leadership.
Really.
On the way.
Oh, I guess. You're going to make me cuss. So, did I see a six in front of a B?
That's right.
Yes, you did.
That's right, baby.
And $6 billion.
And he got two bids for that. Somebody, two people put bids in for $6 billion.
First of all, it's going to be like the housing market.
We're going
to get seven.
You're going to get seven.
Somebody going to come in with a Trump card.
That's right. So,
boom.
Somebody going to give you $2 billion just so they can get the top of the list and pay $6 billion.
Exactly.
That's the way it works.
You know what I mean? Matter of fact, they going to give me $1 billion in just good faith money.
So I'm going to give you a list. Just hold that. Just do what you want to do with that.
Something to hold you over. Something to hold you over until we get this thing done at the end of the year.
What we're referring to, the Washington Commanders, obviously, I guess they're up for sale.
They're being sold.
Being sold. And that's an interesting bids going out. We mentioned there's two bids out there for $6 billion,
yes.
Which blows my mind. I think the highest a team was sold recently was $4 billion, mm-hmm. right?
The Broncos.
Mm-hmm. Good gracious. So here's John Keim of ESPN Commanders reporter on what made Dan Snyder decide to sell the Commanders.
And that's a good question. I'm not sure that there's a one right answer. Certainly. All the the situations over the last couple of years, the investigations, everything like that. I think there's a wonder, certainly by the other owners, it's a enough's enough.
Right.
And there are a lot of owners that seem to be at the end of this situation now. Is there enough to vote them out? I don't know, and they're not going to do that at this time. So I think that clearly that's part of it. There are investigations into the finances. There are questions about the finances, and is there a lot of debt? And is that the reason? Is it just simply that the families have said enough's enough, that they know that there's going to be, as long as they're owning the team, that there will be stories that come out about them? And at what point do you just say this is no longer enjoyable? So I think it's probably a combination of all that.
What do you now, by no means am I a Dan Snyder apologist or sympathist or any other words you come up with.
Yeah, you're on the road. Keep going, bro.
got about five more to go.
or any of the other things you come up with, right, you know, right, to right, make right. you think that I feel sorry for Dan Snyder.
Right.
Because I don't. But I wonder what it has to take for a person like Dan Snyder and his family and his wife to say, damn, we messed this thing up. And sell it. I mean, think about it. A person with that type of ego,
right? Yeah.
He's not elderly. He's not, you know, frail.
No, no, he's not.
He's young. He's young. Right? To just concede and say, this is we missed. This is too much. We messed this up.
Right.
I think.
I mean, he ain't filed bankruptcy. He just quit.
Right.
Because he just can't. He just can't. He just can't continue to cover up all of the mistakes that I mean. And it goes a lot to what we say all the time. If you just pay attention to the small details, it'll tell you how things are being run, how things are being done. When he would pay certain players against the will of the GM, when he would bring in Bruce Allen to run the team who couldn't run a doggone dog park.
Man, Bruce Allen passed. Rest in peace, man.
Who couldn't run a dog park.
Yeah, he did. Came at
no, he passed.
Okay.
What? I ain't knock him off. But no, but just think.
It's no, just, but you know what's not running by there?
After event, yeah. After event, it's all that. And we always, I mean included,
yeah.
Brush it off.
Yeah.
It just tells you just how, not corrupt, how poorly run the organization was at certain levels.
Mm-hmm. This is a guy where, people say he's not a good person, but the players loved him, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the players, he took care of the players. The players which is really weird, though, when you think about it, because on the outside, people say, Dan Snyder, this, Dan Snyder, but the players love him,
because he was taking care of him.
He was taking care of them.
It's the Allen Iverson syndrome.
Mm. There you go.
Some people think Allen Iverson's a bad dude, bad boy,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's guys love him, but because I didn't know this, Tariq told me the story about everybody got a new Mercedes.
Every year.
I couldn't believe that. I fell out. I was like,
he bought his boys a new Mercedes every year.
I couldn't even imagine.
His crew.
That's
I could
crazy.
Not imagine. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Then they ride around town, you know, behind each other. Anyway. just think about that. It's ridiculous.
My mother would ride up and start collecting keys.
Right now. Give me them keys.
Give me that.
Anyway.
Give me them keys.
I don't even know you.
And his wife, by the way, as you said, saying we, she probably looking at him beside, like, I didn't do this. You look what you did. Yeah.
Dan Snyder?
She probably said,
oh,
like,
no, she's in there with him.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's going to be interesting to see where this goes.
Yes.
But, you know, they was down in Phoenix talking about it. You know, yeah. People.
And interesting to note that the group that submitted, one of the groups that submitted the bid is part of Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I heard of that. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
So
I was wondering if you were gonna mention that.
So Bezos not gonna get involved. That's not gonna.
I think Bezos gonna be the seven guy.
He gonna come in and give him $10 billion.
Just lay it on.
Right.
Anyway, I'm serious.
No, serious. He gonna be the closer, as they say.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.